You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And Jesus said, "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance to fulfill all that is written. Alas for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress upon the earth, and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Here ends the reading. While our North American culture seems to celebrate Christmas more as a secular holiday, the church values Advent as a time for spiritual reflection and meditation. We reserve most of the focus on prophecies about the babe of Bethlehem for later in December, hearing about John the Baptist, Mary and Joseph, the third and fourth Sundays in Advent. The first 2 weeks follow closely the themes laid out on the last Sunday of the church year, Christ the King Sunday, when we hear of Jesus returning in power and glory. This is true also in the daily lectionary, which we're following in these devotions. This explains, then, the reading above about the destruction and desolation of Jerusalem. Days of vengeance, great distress and wrath, signs in sun, moon, and stars, people fainting with fear and foreboding of what's coming on the world. "For the powers of the heavens will be shaken," says the Lord Jesus. And what a prophecy that is from the Lord himself. Who would want to be alive to witness such upheaval? And why does the Lord share this with his followers? We might be better off not knowing what is to come. And yet the Lord wants us to be prepared, watching and waiting. The Lord wants us to be aware of the times and signs so that when that day comes, it will not catch us unaware. Rather, Jesus says, "Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." The Lord shares these things with us so that we will better understand the birth pangs of the coming of the new age, as it says in Matthew 28. Even more, he wants us to understand so that we will attend to his coming, not cowering in fear, but standing straight with heads up and looking for him as he comes. Let's pray. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Amen. A suggested Advent action for today: learn something about Ambrose, Bishop of Milan. His Advent hymn says, "All praise, eternal Son, to thee, whose advent sets thy people free."
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.